yeah. Say what? Oh, yeah. Check it down, man. Atomicast, we forever last. The world's number one podcast. We'll host Tim and Shay. Oh, mama mia, she bomb every day. This beast at what they do, yeah, they King Kong. So get in contact and email. That's atomicast1@gmail.com. It's popping, get ready to jump and give them a call. 832-819-DUMP. Atomicast, oh yeah.
Jesus.
Beer is all we can.
Shut up. Beer's bad for you?
We're going to need you to come with us, sir. Don't touch me.
Look, I'm okay. You want to see my dick?
Hey, what's that you got on your face?
Huh? Blah, blah, blah.
See how that works?
What's up, everybody?
Hi there.
Welcome to the Atomicast Show. I'm Tim.
I am Shay.
And go fuck yourself, Ohio. Thanks, yeah. Everybody. We'll see you next week.
Oh, man. Good show. Man, I felt strong about that one. That was a strong...
shortest show in Atomicast history.
Well, that's... yeah, probably our best one, though.
It's close.
Probably the best.
Well, we're not prepared tonight, so let's just kind of call it a day a little early. Just 59 and a half minutes early, and just call it a day.
Everyone will be so happy.
Yeah, well, nobody's listening,
hey,
so
Tim,
nobody gives a shit. Yeah.
You can email us, theatomicast1@gmail.com.
Or call the voicemail, 832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
Dump.
Social media stuff is on atomicast.com. All the shit that you need to, whatever.
You see how I did that? I took it away from you.
I was just going to keep going about how we weren't prepared and how we should just...
I know, and I took it away.
Well, that was nice. That
I
was
nipped
savvy
that
of you.
Shit in your penis.
Yeah, that was nice.
Straight in your cock.
Okay. But I was not lying that we are totally unprepared tonight.
Well, that's true. But this might... you know what? Sometimes that means it's the best.
I think the season one, the unprepared episodes were the best.
Yeah.
So we'll just kind of play it by ear and see how it
and
goes.
We have been drinking a bit tonight. And this whiskey is kind of hitting me hard.
Is it good?
Yeah. It's hitting me a little good here.
It's not bad, right? So we ran out of the poor man's pappy.
Wait.
All right. There we go. Yeah. So we're out of the poor man's pappy. But I had some of the leftover Special Reserve W.L. Weller. It's better than I would have expected it to be on its own.
What's the proof on this? 90 proof.
90 proof. So
okay.
It's a little... It's kind of a lighter whiskey.
Yeah.
But it's delicious. It's good.
Not too much bite to it. And, you know, I'm kind of a pussy, and I don't like the rye bite like you do.
Yeah.
So it gives me heartburn, too.
Yeah.
The more rye it has in it, it just gives me...
Why are you and John older than me? Why do you get heartburn with shit that doesn't give me heartburn?
I don't know.
I don't get it. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense.
I would say it's more based on what we eat that allows the alcohol to give us heartburn.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know the genetics of it, but I'm just not
either.
A guy that gets heartburn much.
I don't... My dad has always had trouble with heartburn as well.
Yeah.
So maybe it is a genetic thing.
Maybe.
So what are you drinking now, though?
I'm drinking Sam Adams Cherry Wheat because this is not a seasonal. It's not anything except it's just sort of a random every once in a while. It's on the shelf. And when it's on the shelf, you fucking buy it because it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And you only see it very, very sporadically. And it disappears really quickly when you do see it. And
yeah.
So you buy it. It's
well,
good.
Maybe when I'm in Boston next week, I'll ask Sam Adams personally. Why there's not more cherry wheat.
Okay, yeah, ask Mr. Sam Adams.
I will.
Smart move.
I will. I might actually go to the brewery, though. I've been there once
before.
You've been
there before, yeah.
It was a cool brewery.
Sam Adams makes great beers, except for their Boston Lager.
The Boston Lager, yeah, it's nothing special.
It's
nothing at all.
I just don't even like it.
Yeah.
But every one of their seasonals is really good. But
I've had
Boston
a couple
Lager.
That are... But I don't like the super dark beers like you do, so...
Yeah.
That might have something to do with it.
Yeah, they're kind of a wuss.
Kind of.
You're mostly just a giant wuss.
Wuss? What are you, in fifth grade?
Puss.
There you go. Come on. Talk like you've had sex before.
But this is a... it's probably going to be a bad idea that bites me in the ass, literally, later.
Yeah, it might
be. I shouldn't be drinking this.
Well, you've already had a few, though, so it's too late to turn back.
I know.
So
I'm going to keep drinking them. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, no, you should.
I'll just regret it in a few hours or shorter than that.
Your asshole might be begging you to pinch it off later. You might be like, please squeeze me.
Yeah.
Nothing more can come out.
Right.
So why is that?
Well, I had a relatively uneventful week except for a bout of food poisoning. I'm 98% confident that's what it was.
It had to have been.
Yeah. Dude, it was awful.
Yeah.
It was, and you got the blow-by-blow text.
And you know what's funny is that, so we went out drinking Saturday night, and we were out till about midnight or so. Mm-hmm. Usually, like if we do that, I won't hear from you at all on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's pretty typical. That's the most I've heard from you on a Sunday in years.
Well, I started about 10 o'clock, and I texted you, and I was just like, dude, are you feeling okay? Because I'm having a hard time leaving the toilet. And I just didn't, you know, I didn't feel hungover. I didn't have a headache. I didn't feel nausea or anything like that. I could not fucking get off the toilet for more than 5 minutes at a time, or I'd almost shit my pants. So I was just like bound to the toilet and texting you, like, are you feeling okay? What's going on? Because we had exactly the same things.
Yes.
And you felt fine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just kept on shitting all day. Just every few hours, I'd shit. And starting about 1 o'clock, I started feeling a little nauseous. And about 2 o'clock, just started puking my guts out. Just fucking huge amounts of puke.
It's weird that you even had that much puke left in you when you were pooping so much.
It's amazing what the human body can do. And that's what I was thinking as I was just pummeling the toilet with both ends. I was just thinking, Jesus Christ, how much can... granted, I'm not a light man. I'm 250 pounds. But
yeah, but still, a stomach size is a stomach size. And you only have a finite amount of stuff in there.
Yeah.
Until you start shitting and puking out bile.
And dude, yes. And so the first puke was just massive amounts. Just huge amounts of puke. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I probably had 4 or 5 rounds of just dry heaves. Those, you know, where you can't breathe. It's just like, you know, 30 seconds of making a horrible, tortured face and a small little, like, one of those at the end, you know?
Yeah.
And you're like getting out, you know, a small little handful of bile every time. Just real gross.
That's the worst.
Yeah, it was fucking foul. But even then, and I would just shit like crazy. And towards the end of it, I mean, I'm probably my, you know, no pun in, I mean, I'm not exaggerating at all, probably my 40th shit of the day.
It's insane.
I felt the liquid shit come out. I heard it hit the toilet. I looked down and it's just perfectly clear.
Yeah.
Just completely clear in there. Like nothing had ever happened.
Yeah.
Just my body was just passing shit through.
Maybe your wife slipped you a laxative.
I don't think so.
Because, dude, I remember when I was in college and I was real sick. And they gave me that, like, special lax. Did you eat anything that tasted lemony on Saturday?
No.
Because when I took it, it was a lemon flavor.
Okay.
And, yeah, by the end of it, I was just shit and piss.
Yeah.
Like, hydrated piss.
Right.
Yeah.
It's weird, right? It's a weird feeling to look down, like, to wipe your ass, and it's just, like, the toilet paper is just a little wet, but it's not discolored or anything.
It's shiny.
It's just, yeah.
It's shiny.
It's weird. It just felt really bizarre. And so finally at, I don't know, 6 or 7 at night, I was taking my last shit of the day, finally. Well, it probably wasn't my last shit of the day. But as I was sitting there shitting, I got this instant need to vomit.
Yeah.
And usually during this whole day, you know, I felt the nausea coming on. I knew I had to puke, but I could sort of take my time and like, all right, I'll go to the bathroom. I'll roll my sleeves up, like do the whole thing. I'll get down on my knees.
Right.
I'll get ready for it. This was like, there was no preparing. It was just coming. And I just leaned into the shower and just puked all over the shower.
Well, dude, that sucks.
Yeah.
But here's a blessing.
I have a shower there.
You were upstairs.
That's true. Yeah. Downstairs, there's nothing I could have done.
Yeah. Otherwise, you would have been puked on the floor.
Yeah.
You would have had to clean that up.
Or I would have just, because the, I had
even if
time.
It's clear shit.
I know. I had enough time to think, like, I should turn around and puke in the toilet.
Uh huh.
But then I'm thinking, like, this liquid shit is going to be dripping down my legs. What if it splashes back into my exactly. face? What if I have shit on my face?
Well, that's exactly what would happen. Yeah. It would splash back on your face.
I know. I don't want to have shit on my face.
No.
That was not something I was prepared for that day.
You're dirty enough as it is.
Yeah. So I puked in the shower, and I'll tell you, I had a couple dry heaves, and then, again, just massive amounts of actual, chunky puke.
That's so...
It was remarkable.
Did you eat on Sunday?
No, I didn't. Nothing? Really. I woke up shitting,
yeah.
And so my stomach, I kind of already knew, I should just back off from food for a little while, and then almost right. instantly I felt nauseous and gross, and so, no, I didn't eat anything on Sunday.
Yeah.
But so I... And when these huge chunks started hitting the shower floor, I just thought to myself, well, good. I'm done with this. Now my body has finally repelled
yeah.
whatever foulness is making me feel bad. And sure enough, it did, I think. After that, I felt pretty okay.
Yeah.
I was still fucking exhausted, and I still had a fever, remarkably. I didn't know.
And that's the thing. I don't think it does.
I looked it up online, and it does. It can. Anyway.
It can?
Yeah, because it's basically an infection.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, makes until sense, your yeah. body's kind of fighting it off.
Right.
It wasn't a steep fever. I had 100.4.
Right, sure.
But it was, I had all the
But you're old, so I mean, that's more dangerous.
I guess. But I had all of I don't know. I don't think I've ever had food poisoning. I pictured it being just kind of, you feel okay, you just puke a lot. I felt sick. I felt like I had the flu. Yeah. I had a headache. I was dehydrated. I, had a fever. Mm-hmm. I had the body aches.
Yeah.
It was just a bad fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
But then, once I got those chunky puke up.
Yeah.
Just went right to sleep, and then I slept till 7, and I felt pretty okay since then, except today, it's back just a little bit. I've had the stomach gurgles, you've heard them.
I thought you were going real deep in your chest when you did that earlier.
It's the bubble guts, dude.
Yeah, it was some bubble guts from hell.
I've actually been trying to be careful about eating some mild foods, but like you said, I ate a big bowl of cereal, and the milk might have done something.
Could have fucked you.
Maybe. I actually feel okay.
Yeah.
It's mostly false alarms. It's just giant farts, but I'm not trusting them, Shay. The second I start trusting that it's a fart instead of a shit, I'm going to be in real big trouble. So I've just been running to the toilet. So,
Do you notice our positioning here? I'm the one by the door. I can block you, though.
You're going to get shit on. So have fun with that. You should be encouraging me to run out the door.
No,
well, good luck then, buddy. If it comes down to it, you're going to get shit on.
Well, that's cool. I have a scat fetish.
You know, I actually feel okay, though. I don't, but this is beer. It's yeasty.
Yeah.
This might be a bad idea. We had a big dinner.
I think tonight you're going to be farting a lot in your sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to wake yourself up a few times from farts.
Shove some toilet paper on my ass crack before I go to bed.
That wouldn't do any good. You'd blow it out the first time.
I feel like it would soak up something, though, right?
No, you'd fart it out first.
Because
as you're sleeping, you'd be... And it would just, the air would...
Two pairs of underwear, maybe? Three.
Do you have plastic pants?
No.
I would wear some plastic pants. wrap yourself in saran wrap tonight.
I wonder if I
could
take some of my kids' diapers and duct tape a few pairs together or something. Or
just go out to Walmart and get some Depends.
Nah, it's too late for that now. Yeah. I'm home, dude.
I know, but...
I think I'm going to go out again to get diapers. No,
if you need to, you do what you got to do, man.
No,
you wouldn't. You've never gone out late at night to buy diapers for yourself.
No. Don't look never? At me like that. No.
Why not?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Because sometimes, you're going to poop yourself in the night.
No. Who was that NASA lady that did that?
The one that drove from Texas to Florida straight?
To kill her ex-husband
and she just shat herself the entire way.
Yeah, that's so weird.
You would think that she would at least have to stop to get gas.
You'd think that NASA would have a better filtering system to get those people out of there.
Well, psychos are psychos. But you would think that they'd be smart enough to.
You'd think NASA would be able to filter the psychos out. That's the point. It's weird.
Yeah.
NASA, they're full of smart people, man.
Supposedly.
Smart people and diaper-wearing psychos.
Although I know, I do know a girl that works for NASA.
Oh, yeah? Is she hot?
No, not at all. Oh. She might be one of the most unattractive women I've ever seen in my entire life. And I say that truthfully. She's also a raging thunder cunt, too, which is weird.
Yeah.
She's got one of those attitudes that's you would think that she's hot. Like, yeah. She thinks that she's, like, hot shit. And
right.
But she is the ugliest. I mean, she's got her... I mean, she looks like the Toxic Avenger.
No, she doesn't.
Well, that's how I see her in my head. Okay. Like, her eyes are a little not vertically aligned. Yeah. And
she walks around with a mop all the time.
Weirdly, yes.
Do you remember that cartoon, The Toxic Avengers?
No, I don't.
Or it might have been actually Toxic Crusaders. I think it might have been Toxic Crusaders.
Yeah, okay. I don't remember.
But it's based on Toxic Avengers.
That is so weird because that's a trauma film. That's a no budget shitty trauma movie. Yeah. That's so weird that it got so big.
Yeah, I know. That was their big sort of claim to fame, I think.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's it how trauma's still around
toxic,
now.
Yeah, I think it was Toxic Crusaders.
Huh.
Toxic Crusaders. They're gross, but they still get girls. Because it was Toxic Avenger, but then he had like a team of people.
Right.
And they were called the Toxic Crusaders.
Huh. I don't remember that at all. Oh. I feel like I want to watch that, though.
You should. Yeah.
It was Do you have it? No, you don't have it.
No, it was like a series of...
I know.
It was a kid's cartoon.
I know, but I was thinking if you had it on your computer, I could watch it from there.
Oh, no.
No, yeah. Okay. I'll try to find it and check it out.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
It was.
Yeah. So last Saturday night... piggybacking on your thing, I got about 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
And I didn't get the food poisoning, but I swear to God, I woke up every 20 minutes by just blowing a trucker horn out my ass.
See, I mean, so maybe I'm thinking about it wrong, but if you had intestinal issues and I just had really severe ones, you don't think they're related at all?
It was because I had a shit ton of beer. Okay. It wasn't like I was going to shit my pants and I felt sick. It was just, I had so much yeasty beer that I was just farting. I was a machine.
Gotcha.
Yeah, dude, I was a train.
Okay.
Train car.
So it was the Taco Bell that I had before.
Must have been.
And speaking of that, how fucking cliche is that?
I know.
Like, I mean, I get it. It, you know, it's something that happens.
Yeah.
But I hate that that's my story.
One time when I was in high school and I ate Taco Bell somewhat frequently, there was this one time that we actually went into the store. I got Taco Bell. I probably had like four tacos. And then as soon as I finished the last one, I was like, okay, now I got a shit.
Yeah.
And clearly it was not because of what I had just eaten.
Right.
But at the time, that's what I thought. I was like, okay, so I just ate this Taco Bell and I immediately have to shit.
Yeah.
And it was a messy shit. So I don't think I ate Taco Bell for a few years after that.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this is what it's doing. Like, it's going right through me literally, and I'm shitting this out, and it burns.
Yeah.
But I was also really fat at the time, so it could have been that I was eating so much other terrible food.
Right. Yeah, I wish that... I'm going to try to use this experience to sway me away from Taco Bell for a while.
It won't.
I love Taco Bell. It's good.
I know.
I've eaten there a billion times. I've never had one bad experience till this, you know.
And you don't even know if it's 100% this.
Yeah, I guess there's not like a test you can run or something like that. But it's weird. Saturday, I mean, shit, dude, just because of my lifestyle and I have a wife and kids and stuff.
Yeah.
And my buddies, I very rarely eat a meal alone, especially on the weekend. It had to have been that. I can't think of anything else it would have been.
Right. I mean, it would make sense in your scenario for sure.
Yeah. I hate thinking that. It's just so fucking cliche and silly.
Yeah.
That Taco Bell did it, but.
Well, I mean. It's cliche for a reason.
I guess.
The last time I got food poisoning was when I went on the cruise a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And we stopped in Cozumel.
Yeah.
And
you drank the water?
No.
Did you drink a soda with ice?
Nope.
Oh.
No, I got chicken tacos.
Oh. Salmonella, dude.
Chicken on an island in Mexico.
Yeah, that's salmonella.
It was like a super fancy resort.
Yeah.
And it was, you know how picky of an eater I am, and I was like the only thing on the menu that I could possibly fathom eating.
Yeah.
Because everything else just sounded fucking terrible. But it was like a super 5-star fancy resort that, you know, they allowed tourists in to come in and eat at the restaurant. So I ate that, and on the walk back, it was probably a 2-mile walk back to the boat. And on the walk back, I was like, ooh, something's brewing down there. And then the rest of the night... And then the whole next day, and then the next night, dude, it was spent. And I was, at the time, I was dating this girl, and we'd only been dating for a couple of months. And we're in this little tiny cabin, internal cabin. And so I'm in there, and I'm like, okay, so I'm sick. Bye. And I just went, and I I probably pooped 6 or 7 times.
Yeah.
In the room with her there. Other times, like, I'd try to find a bathroom that was away, like on the deck or, you know, something like that.
Very considerate, yeah.
It was embarrassing as fuck.
Yeah.
But, like, it was bad. I was like, Jesus Christ. I thought I was smarter than this, but I'm not. I went to Mexico,
yeah,
to an island of Mexico, and ate chicken.
Yeah.
Where they don't have chickens. It's a very small island.
Right.
And I ate chicken.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Anyway, bad call, dude.
That's the only food poisoning story that I can actually remember.
Yeah, I don't recall ever having food poisoning before this. And I'm the one that always makes jokes. I got this iron stomach. Food doesn't right. really make me sick ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I was wrong about that.
Well,
we're all human, Shay.
Even Superman is susceptible to kryptonite, sir.
We're all human after all. Except Superman. He's alien.
Yeah.
He's Kryptonian.
Kryptonian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was your big story for the week? You farted a lot? That was a shit story.
No, I was tacking onto your story. I don't really have any big stories. Next week, I'm going to Boston. Which, you know, I'm fine going. I don't really want to go though.
Yeah.
Because, like I was kind of saying earlier, I've been sitting at home for now 7 months, almost, you know, I'm in my 8th month now.
Yeah.
Of just sitting at home and working, and I wear shorts or I wear sweatpants, but next week I have to go into a very stuffy corporate office, which means I have to dress up, and I'll actually have to go into the office probably from like 8 to 5.
Oh. Poor baby.
It sounds pathetic.
So hard.
It sounds pathetic.
Life is so hard when you're Shay.
I'm going to stab you.
So hard. Free trips to Boston, working for your money.
I'm gonna put a clothespin on your ass cheek so you just explode next time you go to fart.
So sad. I think I'll just take the clothespin off.
You won't know it's there. No, but it's, yeah, no, and that's the thing. Like, it's stupid. Like, it's a normal thing that people do. But my life is so fucking spoiled.
I know.
That I'm just like, I don't really want to do it. And it's a free fucking trip to Boston. Yeah. Boston is a badass city.
Yeah.
You know, and there's lots of cool things to do there. I think I'm definitely going to go over to Harvard.
Yeah.
Because it's a cool neighborhood. I'm going to go over to Harvard. I'll probably run up to the Sam Adams Brewery. Because that's a nice little neighborhood too. And it's a cool tour. You get lots of free beer afterwards. And they have a really cool gift shop too.
But you know, we've talked about it before. It's weird how fast perspective changes when you're just like a human being. Cause yeah, getting up and going to an office is not a big deal until you haven't had to do it for 8 months or a year.
Right.
And then it just becomes this huge fucking hassle and a big chore.
I know.
And I'm the same way with a lot of the shit. I mean, I don't go to an office either, but when I have to leave the house, it's just like, oh fucking shit. I have to leave the house? I have to go somewhere and do something? I don't want to go and do anything.
Yeah.
It's just, it's weird how your brain just adjusts to whatever, you know, you're putting it through, and that's kind of what you're used to your life being.
You know, and kind of, so just, I'm going to jump on this topic, because this is, it kind of goes with this, and this is something that you and I have discussed before, and I think we've discussed it briefly on the show before. So, you know, we talk, even teenagers now, so, like, you and I, when we were growing up, I mean, we were used to going outside, and that's just kind of what we did. We went outside to play. But teenagers now, they just sit inside and, you know, they talk on their phones or they text each other all the fucking time.
Right.
And here we are bitching about how that's what they do now. And we, you know, we want them to enjoy that. But there was actually a study done recently, like very recently, that stated that loneliness among American teenagers declines. Mm-hmm. So even though, like, these kids are staying in by themselves more, they're far less lonely than we were growing up. So, and while that's just kind of like what we're used to, and that's, you know, that's how we are now, like staying inside and staying, you know, solitary could make us lonely, and we get used to that. That's not how kids are today.
Right.
You know, and there's actually this big study done. And I apologize. I read this 2 weeks ago. Or last week, and this is actually going to be a topic for last week, but we didn't get to it. But it's, the whole thing is just saying that, like, because people are so connected now,
right,
much more so than we were,
right,
that they're not lonely whatsoever,
right.
You know, it's far, they're far more social than we were,
right.
Do you believe that?
I guess it's a different kind of social,
but it counts, right?
I mean, I guess whatever that particular person finds fulfilling. And I guess that kind of shifts along with the perspective that we just talked about.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, shit, I'm 35. So I was raised sort of before the social networking shit. And when I was in high school, shit, I graduated high school in 98.
Yeah.
Email was just sort of just becoming a thing that people had. And I remember when I was a sophomore, 96, 97, I would tell people I had an email address and they thought I was a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
And back then, being into the internet and being into that sort of shit made you sort of another type of social outcast.
Right.
So I did have my internet nerdy friends, but we'd email. It's very sad. We would email, but then we'd still like see each other during the day. I don't think I had any like cyber friends or anything like that in high school.
See, yeah, and you were 5 years ahead of me, so, and I did.
Yeah.
I remember, like, I would jump on my dad, I would go to my dad's house every weekend and jump on AOL and get into the chat rooms, and there were a few people, you know, you could add people to your buddy list, and there are a few people that I had that, from around the country, that were my buddies.
Right.
But the vast majority of people I talked to, they're always in person.
Yeah.
Or on the phone or whatever.
Right. But I guess it just depends on what that person finds satisfying. I still have that weird, I'm not going to say his name, but you know who I'm talking about, who would have like internet girlfriends and stuff.
Yeah.
These relationships that I would not find satisfying.
Does he still do that?
I haven't talked to the guy in
3 or 4 years.
We just really kind of went in our own directions in life.
Yeah.
But you know, these relationships that I would not find that satisfying to have an internet girlfriend at age 30.
Right.
But if he does, you know what? Good for him, man. Like, whatever. I shouldn't judge or, you know, I shouldn't be too judgmental of that. It's just sort of like, you know what, dude, if it makes you happy, good. Good for you. I'm glad that you found that.
Yeah. And it's, it's one of those things like, so I'm a picky eater. You get on me about not eating these delicious foods to you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get it because I'm just like, well, I'm happy with what I'm eating.
Yeah.
And I guess the same principle could apply to anything, really. You want somebody to do something new because you feel like they're missing out, but if they're so content with what they're doing.
Right.
Like, we feel like kids should get out and fucking play because the world is awesome and is beautiful, and sunny days as a child should not be missed out on.
Yeah.
But if they're cool just parking it inside and looking at their fucking phone all day, I mean, it's kind of like, who are we to say that they're missing out?
Yeah.
Just because that's what we enjoy.
Right. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. I read another article where they were going to do away with cursive.
Yeah.
And implement classes on texting.
Which, oh, I don't know.
You know what? For the world that they're going to be living in, that's probably smarter.
Cursive is pointless to begin with. Yeah. I don't know.
And texting is incredibly useful.
As long as it's
something they'll be doing many times a day.
We do, but I mean, that's just normal English. It should be. It's not ABB.
Well, it's the same.
Whatever that shit is.
Same concept, I guess, as teaching people keyboarding or typing. You know, there's some sort of, I don't know if you call it skill. There's a technique involved, I guess, in doing it efficiently.
A lot of people are still peckers.
Yeah. Swiping, dude. It's all about swiping.
I can't swipe.
Oh, buddy. No. Swipe it up, kid.
I'm so much faster when I just type.
Just swipe it.
No. Yeah, I mean, there's something about that, you know, and I feel like this is one of those things that we're not that old. Like, we're still pretty young. At least I am. And, like, you know, we...
Thanks, buddy.
Like, older generations, they always say that the younger generation is wrong and lazy and all this other shit. And it's like, I look at my little brother, you know, I mean, he's 16 and he hangs out at home all the time and just does almost nothing. I'm like, are you going to get a job? No, probably not. I don't really need one.
Yeah.
I was like, God, you're so fucking lazy. I'm like, oh my God, I'm old as shit now. Because when I was growing up, my stepdad, and my grandpa even, he would tell me how fucking lazy I was because like, I was outside playing with my friends. I was outside doing something instead of working around the house because in that generation, that's what they did.
Right.
You know, they didn't go outside and play.
Yeah.
They did chores.
Yeah. So I guess the point is I will not understand the younger generation, but I guess I can accept it.
I think it's one of those things
When I was 16, dude, I couldn't wait to get my license. I couldn't wait for all my buddies to get their licenses. because it was just meant freedom, and it meant that we could hang out without asking our parents to drive us places, and it was going to be fucking awesome.
I know.
I have not talked to one, you know, approximately aged 16-year-old person that has been excited about it lately.
Yeah.
And I've got like my nephew is nearing the age he couldn't care less. He doesn't give a shit about it.
Yeah.
Because they can communicate with the kid with their friends all the time. They can do the FaceTime shit and whatever. They don't need to actually physically drive anywhere anymore.
Right.
They used to have to do.
And like working from home, I feel better about it now. But I mean there was a while there where it's just like I didn't want to leave my apartment at all. Like going to the store was too much.
Yeah.
You know, I just wanted to stay home and do nothing all the time. So I guess once you get in that habit of just circling back here, I guess it's just like with anything, once you get in that habit, it's really easy to just keep going down that road and not want to do anything ever.
Yeah. And for me, I have to sort of force myself to leave the house because I understand that while it is tempting to stay in all the time, I get fucking depressed and weird when I do that.
Yeah.
So I have to force myself to leave and force myself to do things.
Right.
It's part of it. Comes with the territory, dude.
I suppose.
In our horribly shitty lives where we just get to fucking work from home and everything's great.
Dude, I've been doing that nonstop over here. So we're about 30 minutes in?
Sure.
We're about 30 minutes in. So I have a couple of song break options for you, Tim. I'm gonna
actually...
Oh, I don't have letters.
That's the second one.
The second one?
Yep.
Wow. Okay, the second one, it's a good choice.
Okay,
it's
good. Good choice. What is it?
So this is by a band called Amelie, A-M-E-L-I-E.
Okay.
And this is a cover of the new Taylor Swift song called Shake It Off.
Oh, fuck. God damn it. My kid loves this song and I fucking hate it. My wife introduced my kid to this shitty song.
I like this song too.
Oh, Christ.
Hello there, everybody.
What's up, Shay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tell us what that was.
Yeah, again, that was, I'm pronouncing it Amelie, like that French movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah, A-M-E.
Hot girl.
Yeah. Hot little, well, you would find her extremely hot because you're into like that pale,
what was
dark
her name?
Hair.
Audrey's, or what was her name?
Amelie.
No, her real name.
I don't fucking know.
God, now I gotta look it up.
Okay, I don't remember. Anyway, yeah, you can. So that was by the band Amelie, and it was the Shake It Off cover.
Yeah, that was good, Shay. I enjoyed that a little.
Ugh, yeah.
So, Shay.
Yes.
You're farting like crazy.
Hold on. How are they going to call us, Tammy?
Oh, yeah. 832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
Dumb. And you can also email us at atomcast1@gmail.com.
Yeah. Her name was Audrey. Audrey Tato. Tata.
Oh, her real name?
Yes.
Tatas?
No.
Because she did not have big boobs, did she?
She doesn't need them, dude. She's cute.
You're into that dark hair.
I have a type, buddy.
Really, really do.
Kind of pale skin, dark hair.
You really do.
I know. Vampires.
Yeah.
I like the vampires.
By the way, speaking of that, I was in earlier tonight while you were downstairs like trying to squeeze out your farts.
Yeah.
Your wife let out a fucking beast of a fart.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, it sounded like, you know, when you're driving down a road and you come to the slow down speed bump, like speed divots.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. That's what it sounds like.
Dude, I hate it when she does that.
But
too.
That's why she did it, because you were gone. Oh, she did ask my permission.
It drives me fucking nuts.
It was like a French horn.
Dude, I hate it. It drives me insane when she does that shit.
But it wasn't around you. It was around me.
I know.
And I said it was
like
okay.
To think about. I just don't. So here's why I don't like it. And you just witnessed her doing it.
Yeah.
So you can attest to this. It's not just a little like a, it's cute. It's funny.
No.
She lifts her leg up. She makes a horrible fucking stupid face. And it this horrible sound and this horrible smell, and it's the woman I'm married to and I'm supposed to like find sexy and be in love with and stuff, and I just look at her like,
yeah,
what the fuck? just came out of you. It's gross. And I know that makes me an immature asshole, but it just, I don't like it. I want to be super fucking attracted to my woman, like she's the hottest thing ever.
Well, dude,
and that ruins it. It's gross.
I feel like you and I both are in sort of like I don't know if this is modern or just we're closed off as children. Women don't fart. They don't poop. And they do, don't get me wrong. But like, I don't want to think about it. My parents never farted in front of me. They never pooped in front of me.
Yeah.
I didn't know when they were taking a dump. I didn't want to know.
Right.
And that's just kind of the way it is. And you know what? I prefer that. There are some people that are like, they find it cute and funny that their wife shits their pants right next to them.
Yeah.
I would never find that funny or cute. I've always been grossed out by women farting and shitting.
I know.
I'm
on the same page, dude.
Especially the worst. My ex-wife, when there were some times where we were, you know, getting into it, and you know, we were gonna get down and dirty, and you know, we were gonna jump in the bed and do the horizontal tango.
Right.
We were gonna fornicate like humans.
If you're married, it's not fornicate.
I don't know. Anyway. I'm going to keep this on.
Okay.
But, yeah, and she'd be like, hold on, I have to go to the bathroom. And she'd be gone for, you know, a good 2 minutes. And then she'd be like, oh, I just took a shit. Come here, baby. And I was like, no! Oh, my boner just went into retreat mode. Like, seriously, I can't imagine my dick going near something that just pushed poop out. And granted, like, I'm not fucking her in the ass. But we're talking like an inch maximum away. That's way too close. My balls are going to be slapping poop-covered butthole. I don't want to do that.
I don't think I'm that.
Either my balls or above my dick, if we're going doggy.
I understand. Thank you for being so explicit. I get what you're saying.
This is important shit, Tim.
I get it. I don't think I'm that picky about it. But yes,
you've had your asshole licked, so whatever.
No, I haven't. No.
Oh, you've licked asshole.
I've licked an asshole. I don't think I'm that uptight about it, really. But there's something about just like you want to find your wife sexy, and that is not pooping and burping and farting is not a sexy thing.
Not at all.
And I don't know. I just find it real weird. Like, and so now the wife like burps and you know.
Mm-hmm.
She'll say, like, I just can't help it. I'm like, how in your 32 years of life have you not figured out how to burp, you know, silently?
Yeah.
Because I get it. I drink soda and shit. I burp. Mm-hmm. But you can sort of adjust your body to, like, you know, let it out. Like,
yeah. Right,
instead of...
Yeah.
And it's just do that. Just to fucking adjust yourself a little bit. So same with farts. You can sort of adjust your shit to not make the loud, audible, awful farts.
Yeah, you absolutely can. So, question, though. So, I just did it. The burp thing.
That's it. Yes, you did it. Well done, sir. And that's after beers and all sorts of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
maybe we shouldn't get married.
Dude, I
get to be the man, though.
We were just talking about this earlier.
Your name, Shay, that's a girl name. You're the girl.
I have a butthole.
This is true. Yeah, I can't argue with that.
It is a warm hole for you, Timmy.
Okay, great. That's all I need.
I'll jerk you off. You can fuck me in the ass. Whatever.
All right.
So you, earlier tonight, you had to take a dump.
Yeah.
So, and your wife clearly knew that you were going downstairs to take a dump.
That's why I go downstairs, yeah.
Do you think that she finds that sexy?
No, but that's
is
why
this a double standard?
Well, I go downstairs for that.
And
it's not a double standard because I don't burp and fart around her either. I really truly don't.
So
I think that she'd back me up on that.
What about if you guys, when she's like, "Oh man, I'm gonna go take a shit," what about that?
I don't think that would bother me.
Does it bother you? Because you know, I know she says that.
I don't know. I don't think that bothers me.
And she's like, "Oh man, I'm gonna go." Paint the toilet brown. I'm gonna go build a gingerbread house.
I've never heard that one. No, I don't think that would bother me.
Okay,
I really don't. I don't know. I'm not claiming to be an involved man in that respect. But that,
see, I hate that. I don't even want to know that a woman's really taking a shit. Yeah, I don't even want to know.
Yeah.
I want it to be a secret.
Yeah.
Like, it should be hidden.
Yeah.
That there are some things that a man does not need to know about. And there should be candles, Febreze, baby wipes, everything under the sun possible to hide that from a man.
See, I'm not that uptight about it, but I will say I don't like seeing it. And so and that's part of being, you've been married, so you get it. You know.
Yeah.
Especially if you're sharing a bathroom, which we are thankfully not anymore, but we, in our last house, we only had the one bathroom.
And now sometimes you have three.
I know. So sometimes you just have to,
What do you mean you don't share a bathroom? You have the master bathroom in your bedroom.
Yeah. But we don't have to occupy the same bathroom at the same time.
Oh, right.
Whereas we used to have to do that sometimes.
And sometimes you'd have to poop in the bushes.
That, yes. And then spray down to the fucking, God, Jesus Christ, Jay. Why are you doing this to me? Just bringing back old memories, like traumatic experiences.
I'm gonna hilarious go. Memories.
Yeah. So, so I would, you know, I used to see my wife pee and stuff, and it's whatever, dude.
Oh, that doesn't matter. I can see a girl piss
really
anytime. It doesn't bother me a bit.
I don't like seeing that. Or it's not even the pissing, it's the wiping. It's so unattractive. Just the weird position you have to get into and the, I don't know. I don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could see that. The wiping isn't the most sexy. Like, it's peeing isn't sexy either. It doesn't bother me at all, though. What would be weird, I think, is, so you know how you wipe and then you look at it?
Oh, yeah. When you, of course. Yeah. Of course.
I think,
smell like, it, taste it.
I got stories. What's weird is, like, the wiping and then looking at it when you pee. Mm. For some reason, that's weird to me.
I don't feel like my wife looks at it when she pees. Really? And I've never seen her wipe after poop.
No, I'm talking strictly urination here.
I don't think I can't imagine my wife looking at it after urination. But I mean, maybe she. I don't know. I haven't seen that.
Okay, some women do. They look at it, and I don't know why. I'm like, you can tell if you're wet. You should be able to tell if you're wet.
Yeah.
I know if my dick is wet. I know if my butt is wet.
Yeah.
I look at my poopy toilet paper to see how much more I have to go. I mean, isn't that the reason you look at it, to see how much more is left?
Yeah, typically.
Yeah, or to see what color it is, make sure you don't have intestinal bleeding.
Sometimes you look for color, yeah.
Yeah. You know, you don't want to be surprised when you stand up and
shit, I was expecting purple shit.
I know. Right? Sometimes like
they're always brown. Slightly different shades.
Dude, I've had
the same color.
There was a while where I had black.
I've had some tarry poops.
It's weird. Why where
it goes tarry? From tarry black to clear. It's weird, right? The whole spectrum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it can be green. Yeah, not just as a baby.
I've had green poop.
It can be red if you have a hemorrhoid.
I've never had a hemorrhoid.
Dude, if you ever do, I want you to know I'm stocked up on the Preparation H suppositories.
All right, I will come to you for advice if it ever comes to that.
Oh, I'll shove it up your ass for you.
Hopefully it won't. I used to have a buddy that would get constipated. Have you ever been constipated?
I don't think officially constipated. There have been times where I've taken laxative because so when I went out to Maryland in at the end of October, I got there on Friday. I didn't poop. I went from Thursday until Tuesday without pooping.
Yeah,
just because it wasn't like real constipation. It was just kind of like awkward. I don't want to poop here.
Right.
You know, I feel weird pooping in my girlfriend's parents' house.
Yeah, I don't blame you. You have to do that shit before a shower, so it's got, you know, 15, 20 minutes to air out while you're showering.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I do when I'm visiting family.
That's my move.
My wife's family, I guess you should say.
When I'm, like, so, if, you know, if I'm dating a girl or something, and, you know, they stay the night at my house, and I have to take a dump, I would always take a dump.
And then take a shower.
And then take a shower.
Yeah.
Turn on the water, and then flush, so they wouldn't be able to hear it as well.
Oh.
I mean, they could still hear it. If they really listen, yeah, but not quite as well.
You're overthinking it, because I'm sure they already know if you know, at least for me anyway. I'm in the bathroom for 5-10 minutes before the shower turns on.
Oh, no, I wait till the last possible second. that like I can't hold a shit anymore, so that when I sit down, it's like it takes less time than peeing.
You're very efficient. I don't care
I
that
think
much.
These things through.
They know I'm taking a shit. Whatever. Who cares? I just don't want to subject anybody to my smell or whatever.
So the hot water can make it worse.
But the time and the fan hopefully makes it better.
Hopefully. I've had instances where it's not. And I mean, speaking of the smell,
I enjoy my own smell.
I don't. I'm sitting over here baking in my own farts.
Yeah. And it hasn't reached. Well, I'm a little stuffed up. I don't know if anybody can tell that I'm a little stuffed up.
It doesn't smell so bad at the moment because I haven't farted in a few minutes. Yeah. But Jesus Christ.
Oh,
like,
dude. I love my own fart smell.
And sometimes I do. Right now I don't because, dude, it's like chlorine gas over here. This is mustard gas.
It's the best. Oh, I love my own fart smell.
Like, have you ever mixed bleach and ammonia? Like, I feel like that's what I did over here.
No, but I did once when I was living in this shithole apartment with my Winnie. You remember my dog Winnie?
Yeah.
What are you munching for? So Winnie destroyed my. I would always lock her in the bathroom when I went out.
Yeah.
And she just fucking shit all over it.
Yeah.
And so I cleaned it with ammonia and bleach.
Yeah.
And I told my girlfriend about it later. It was with my many girlfriends ago. And she was like, you could have died.
Yeah.
Inhaling that. I was like, oh, I just thought, like, you take these two caustic things and you mix them together mm-hmm. and it's going to clean really well.
Yeah.
No, it turns out that's really not a good combination. Yeah, Don't do that.
It's either mustard or chlorine gas that creates.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how you create ammonia and bleach.
I don't remember a single thing happening at all. Like, it wasn't pure ammonia. Mm-hmm. It was pure bleach.
Yeah.
But it was like a, you know, ammonia, whatever, cleaning whatever
right.
thing.
Do you remember when we first met and I lived in that real big shithole old school house?
Schoolhouse, yeah.
So before we moved in there, the bathtub was it was old rusty shit all over this porcelain tub, and it wouldn't scrub off. And I finally found this stuff that would clean it. And I forget the brand, but it basically was pure ammonia.
Yeah.
And this was like a little tiny bathroom with no ventilation. Like there was a fan, but it was like, I mean, it barely worked. And I'm in there scrubbing this thing down for probably a good hour. And I'm using ammonia, the stuff. Jeez, I wish I remembered the name of it. But it was pure ammonia and pure bleach to clean this little room. And a few times, for minutes at a time, the door just kind of closed on its own. Because, I mean, it was kind of at an angle. It just closed on its own. And, you know, eventually I'd notice it and I'd co-open it. And then I remember, like, a few weeks later, I was telling my dad about it because I was like, damn, it was a hard thing to clean. And he was like, wait, what? He was like, you were doing that in that little bathroom? I was like, yeah. He was like, how are you not dead? He was like, you should be dead. That is deadly poisonous gas you just created.
Why don't they teach that shit in school?
That's very important.
Because 100% of the people in this room have made that mistake.
I know. And that seems two common. Extremely common cleaning chemicals you can buy anywhere you go. Yeah. You can go to Walgreens and buy those.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a cat, you can create that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, Jesus Christ, that's why you don't clean a cat litter box with bleach.
Yeah.
I
blame the educational system.
They should, but it is fucking dangerous,
any
man.
Brain damage we have.
That's why
that's the educational system's fault.
Maybe that's why we're so dumb.
I'm not dumb, dude. You dumb, son.
You have dumb days.
I do. Most of them.
We all have dumb days.
Most days are dumb.
Yeah.
So we're way off the, we're way off. Off topic. If there was ever time, this whole show has been about shitting and farting.
I know.
What's that? So
relates.
What we're going to say, Shay, if they want to get in touch with the show, they should have a reason, right?
Of course. You should always have a reason.
And that reason might be that they need some advice. That they have like a question in their life problem.
Yeah, of course.
That they need us.
You can always come and talk to a
souls to help.
Or even if you don't have a problem, you can still talk to us anytime. And we'll
motorboat you.
That was the, hopefully the bass is turned up and they're sitting straddling the speaker.
Who's straddling a speaker?
Women, man. That's, women.
I don't think anybody.
Have you ever seen Private Parts? Howard Stern movie?
I have.
He got the woman off going.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
My wealthy in-laws. Jesus, I'm going to have to lean away from the mic on this one. Have once again offered us money to help finish another part of our unfinished home. I appreciate the offer, but I feel, as an adult, both my husband and I should be able to, without their help, to support ourselves and our two children. My husband expects them to pay for a variety of things he wants and depends on them to bail him out of financial situations. This is an area where my husband and I strongly disagree. I would rather not accept their money, knowing that if we truly had a crisis, they would be a possible resource. My husband and I usually butt heads on this matter. Am I being too stubborn? Should I graciously accept their offer and just let it go, like Elsa? Or should I... I can't help it, dude.
You're too much of a dad.
I can't help it. Or should I stick to my guns and encourage my husband to be a responsible, independent adult? Shay? Did you run into this with your wealthy in-laws?
Please. I make three times now what they made at the time.
Yeah.
No, I never ran into that. Although, I think that she is, I'm assuming it's a she, she is probably correct in not wanting to, accept the money. I think that that should, like, if you need help from your parents, like, you need the help. Like, you have no other choice. You're out of work. You have no jobs. You need somewhere to live. That's one thing. I think that you should not rely on somebody's parents to take care of you because that sets a mindset that, hey, no matter what, they're going to be there. Like, whatever. I can do whatever I want. I'll just spend this money even though I know I need it. And whatever, if I need to pay this bill, my parents will pay it for me. Even if that's not the current line of thinking, I think that you should learn as soon as possible. Everybody, as soon as possible, like probably 18 years old, should learn how to live on their own and not depend on their parents. I've been on my own essentially since I was 18. And you know, I've here and there, like I've borrowed money from like my dad in the past, and just because I needed it, because I made no money and I honestly needed the money.
Yeah.
I had no other choice. I hated doing it, and I would never do it again. And I think it's a valuable lesson to live on your own and make it on your own.
Yeah.
I don't think that you should rely on your parents on any one of your parents to help you guys out. I think that's something that you need to do on your own. And that's part of being independent and being an adult and being your own person and finding your own way and learning how to do these things without other people, because I think the only people you can really rely on are yourselves.
Yeah.
Especially for things like this.
Yep. I 1000% agree. I think that it's an important thing. First of all, this couple had two kids themselves.
Their choice. In theory.
What do you mean?
This couple has two kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was their choice to have those kids.
Right.
In theory.
So, yeah, and so you need to show the kids that same thing, that you have to support yourself. You know, you got to step up as parents and adults and say, this is how people live and how people support themselves. They don't go to their grandparents and ask for money. That's not an appropriate thing.
No. And like, yeah, so when my parents got divorced, like my dad, he went and lived with his dad.
Yeah.
Because he had no other choice. Because he absolutely had to.
Yeah.
Because my mom was draining him for every fucking dime he had. And he had to. He had no choice. But he didn't go and borrow money. He just needed a place to live. He did the absolute necessity to get by.
Yeah.
And I get that. That makes sense. But he, you know, and on the other end of the spectrum, excuse me, my mother, who spends money willy-nilly and just fucking blows it, she tries to borrow money from every single person that she can ever.
Yeah.
Like, she owes me $1,000. She owes every one of my siblings $1,000.
Right.
She owes my dad $10,000. It's insane. And I have no respect for that woman.
Yeah.
Mostly because of that, because she cannot take care of herself. And I think that an important lesson that parents need to impart into their children are that you need to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
At all costs.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. On the other hand, play devil's advocate like I love doing.
Okay, let's do it.
Parents love to give gifts to their children, especially as their adult children have children of their own. And maybe they've made some bad financial decisions or whatever. Grandparents want to take care of their children and their grandchildren. And if that's a gift they want to give to help finish a part of your unfinished house, I don't see a problem in taking that gift. Because in theory, you're going to get that money anyway once they're dead. They want to see their... they want to watch their kids enjoy it. And what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with the point that you just made.
Yeah.
Other than, in, I understand that parents, grandparents want to see their grandchildren, you know, in a comfortable, happy environment. And if they can contribute to that, they should be able to.
Yeah.
I think where the breakdown comes in is, as a grandparent, I think you still have a responsibility to allow your children to teach their children that lesson of self-sufficiency and responsibility.
Yeah, and but this is not about a lesson. It's about a gift.
If they want to, then they shouldn't do it.
Why not?
Why do they need to do it?
It's going to be a gift when they die anyway.
But what if it's not?
Why wouldn't it be?
Because they could donate their money to charity.
Why would they do that?
Because people
nobody
do that.
Ever does that.
People do that.
No. No.
Leave money for the grandchildren to go to college. No. Don't pay for a new wing on your fucking house
this
for
is
your
not
stupid
a wing
kids.
On the house. We don't know their exact individual positions. I don't think it's a wing on the house.
I'm very a strong advocate for self-sufficiency and responsibility, yeah, and that you should take care of yourself and at all costs.
I am too.
Unless this is something that is direly necessary, you should not rely on your parents to do it for you and pay for it for you.
Yeah.
If it is a, if this is something that, like, you know, okay, maybe, you know, I want to do this in 10 years. My super, you know, old parents, they want to do something nice for me before they go. As a Christmas gift, they gave us all this money for this. I still don't think they should pay for it all, though. Because I think that, like, still, part of that responsibility is, as a parent, is even when they're older, like, you're not going to be around forever. You're not always going to be here to give them these gifts. And while you can make the argument that, yeah, okay, so you should do it while you're alive, I feel like that's just reinforcing the idea that someone's always going to be there to take care of you and help you out with these things. And that's not the case.
Right. Yeah. I don't have a quite a leg to stand on because I almost entirely agree with you.
Yeah.
Except that it's the grandparents, it's their money to do with as they please.
Yes.
And if they want to give a gift to their children and grandchildren, they should be allowed to give a gift to the grandchildren, to their children and grandchildren.
You and I are 100% on the same page.
To tell them no is fucking rude as shit. Say, like, we want to do this for you. We want to give this to you. No. Well, fuck off. That's rude.
I know. And you and I really, truly are on the same page and yeah. on every aspect. I don't like thinking about it from, because I'm trying to play devil's advocate towards your devil's advocate point.
Two I devils, guess. Bro.
I know. Hey, we should hang out, bro. We're both devils. No, I just, you know, I'm thinking about it like if just from the aspect that if somebody is constantly there to help you out, you're going to expect them to always be there to help you out.
Yeah.
And you can't do that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that.
Yeah. Very true. Anyway, where are we? What are we doing? I think we're about it. That's about it. Are we at a show?
I don't know. Do you have any more poop stories?
No. I'm out.
I mean, I could tell you some more poop stories, but I think
we don't need it.
Enough.
Yeah, we don't need it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's where I think we've talked about poop plenty.
Yeah, plenty. We are out next week. So for those of you zero listeners who are listening live, don't bother next week either because Shay's going to be in Boston.
I will be in Boston next week, but next week it is going to be a special show.
Yeah, best of.
It will be a best of encompassing basically seasons 1 and 3 because There's no best season two.
We might be able to get it. We'll try to get a
segment. I'll scrape a little bit out of it.
Yeah, we'll try to do something.
Yeah, a little something from it. But yeah, so next week is the best of episode. We've never done one of those. And by the way, hold on. Hold on, motherfucker.
What are we doing?
Woohoo! We do need to celebrate this episode, Timmy.
It's episode 16, right?
16.
As far as we've ever gotten. We've doubled our catalog.
Completely doubled our catalog.
Which, cheers to that, my friend.
Cheers to it. Come on!
That's good stuff.
Yeah, dude. I mean, we have consistently doubled our... Every week, we're doing a new episode.
Yeah.
I mean, minus next week, but we're still, it's still going to be a new episode.
It still counts.
It still counts. So, like, this is a big deal for us. We've never gotten this far consistently on anything.
Yeah.
On
Horror Junk, we did.
No, we didn't.
We did more than 16 consecutive episodes together.
Did we?
I don't know. If you count the audio and video, I bet we did.
Maybe. But for Atomicast especially, yeah. We haven't done 16 good episodes. I'm happy with everything. So I hope, you know, people... listen, and they're also happy with it. And if you're not, please feel free to contact us. You can email us at atomcast1@gmail.com.
Or call the voicemail 832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
Dump.
Social media stuff is on the website.
It is. So anyways, we're going to sign out.
This is Tim.
This is Shay. Go fuck yourself, Ohio. 832-819-3867. Call us sometime every Wednesday night at 9. Atomicast with Tim and Shay. Wow, it is a pretty big car. Yeah. I must say, you know, the last couple guys, I mean, he was bigger than the black guy. Really, and that black guy was pretty small for being a black guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was, that's for sure.
Mm. Oh my God, soon. And at least it wasn't as ugly.